Nolte, Politico hack fired after calling Pope Benedict a Hitler Youth alumnus. By John Nolte on January 11, 2023. Far-left Politico appears to have fired one of their left-wing hacks after said hack described the recently deceased Pope Benedict XVI as a homophobic pedophile protector and Hitler Youth alumnus. Eric Geller is the hack's name. The Daily Mail reports that Politico is no longer part of Geller's LinkedIn page. Nor does he describe himself as a Politico employee on his verified Twitter page. Instead, he's simply a journalist focused on cybersecurity and technology. Journalist. LOL. Geller's Twitter bio used to read, "Cybersecurity reporter at Politico." Reporter. LOL. The Daily Mail reported. When asked if Geller was fired, Politico's Vice President of Marketing and Communications Brad Dayspring declined to comment but pointed to a tweet of his own suggesting Geller's comment violated company policy and could lead to termination. Hours after Geller posted the tweet, he removed it, saying, "I deleted the tweet about Pope Benedict that was offensive and in poor judgment." Since then, his personal website, according to Internet Archives, has gone from describing him as a cybersecurity reporter at Politico to a cybersecurity journalist in Washington, D.C. Geller did not return emails from the Daily Mail inquiring about his employment status. Don't you just love the transparency we get from the corporate media, from the democracy dies in darkness crowd? They'll harass and investigate everyday Americans just going about the business of living their lives. Politico is infamous for this, just ask Joe the plumber. But then refuse any and all transparency about their corrupt selves. On December 31, when this all went down, Dayspring tweeted of Geller's tweet, "The tweet is a clear violation of our social media policy and was both inaccurate and offensive. Violations of company policy, including social media policy, are subject to an internal review process." Without commenting further on this specific matter, as it is under review, violations of company policy could result in disciplinary action, up to and including termination. But now Dayspring is saying, as a matter of policy, we do not comment on personnel or disciplinary matters. And yet, Politico is all kinds of willing to dig into the personal lives of private citizens to aid the Democrat Party. I wonder why Politico really fired him? Smearing dead Christians usually results in a promotion in the corporate media. Had to be another reason. We'll never know, though, because democracy dies in darkness or something. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.